Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Veschanan, as part of Moshe's final speech to Bnei Yisrael, of course, all of Sefer Devarim is Moshe's final speech to Bnei Yisrael, but one of the things, part of what Moshe says in our Parsha to Bnei Yisrael is in Perek Dalid Pasuk Hey, Re'ei Limadati Eschem Chukim U'Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, Chukim U'Mishpatim, as Hashem my God commanded me, La'asos Kein Bekerev Ha'aretz Asher Atem Ba'im Shama L'Rishtal. You should do these things, the Chukim U'Mishpatim, in the land that you are going in to possess. And this statement by Moshe, like so many psukim in our parsha and in Sefer Devarim in general, shows the incredible dedication and fidelity of Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, and this point is made by a number of Mefarshim, including the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, Moshe says that he taught these mitzvos, Ka'asher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. I taught you the Torah exactly the way Hashem taught me. I didn't add anything. I didn't omit anything. I was a faithful and precise transmitter of the Chukim U'Mishpatim that Hashem taught me. It's really incredible. How many of us can say that about the things that we quote from our Rebbeim and from our teachers? It's human nature to add our own twist, to inject our own thoughts or aspects of our own experiences and personalities into the things we quote. But Moshe says, no, I did not do that. I taught you these chukim u'mishpatim exactly, ka'asher tzivani Hashem Elokai. And there's another aspect of this pasuk that can easily get overlooked because we see it so often in the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael that he taught them chukim u'mishpatim, but not just any chukim u'mishpatim. He taught them chukim u'mishpatim that they will need in Eretz Yisrael. All Moshe Rabbeinu ever wanted to do was to live in Eretz Yisrael. And he was told by Hashem again and again, as recently as a few psukim ago, that he would not have that wish granted. And it would have been easy for Moshe, as many, many normal people would do. It would be easy to stop caring about Bnei Yisrael, or at least to stop caring about Bnei Yisrael regarding mitzvos that apply only to Eretz Yisrael. But of course, that is not Moshe. He faithfully and devotedly teaches Torah to Bnei Yisrael, even though these mitzvos will never apply to him, and even though it's a painful reminder of what he himself will never be able to see. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, sees another incredible detail in this pasuk. Rav Hirsch says that if you look at world history, what usually happens throughout the world is that nations usually become a nation first through its land, and then, once the nation is in that land, they develop laws that are needed specifically for that land. Nations that are on the sea, for example, develop laws over time related to the sea. Nations that are surrounded by enemies develop over time laws related to security, to the military, whatever it is. Nations that are founded on laws abundant with natural resources develop over time laws related to their specific resources, etc., etc. In the words of Rav Hirsch, quote, all other laws have arisen from the characteristic peculiarities of the inhabitants engendered by the land and from the requirements of its changing development. However, says Rav Hirsch, Bnei Yisrael is different, and the Torah is different. You, Bnei Yisrael, are the only nation in the world that had laws before it had a country, before it had a land. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Bnei Yisrael the entire Torah long before they entered their land. He taught the entire Torah everything the nation needs to do and will need to do. And he did that before we had a land. Moshe Rabbeinu, quote, had never even seen your land, never put a foot into it, end quote. He was merely the transmitter of the Torah. And that, says Rav Hirsch, is a powerful and everlasting statement to Bnei Yisrael. Again, in the words of Rav Hirsch, quote, the Torah is absolute and independent. You and the land are conditional. The Torah does not have to go in accordance with your changing fate and that of the land, but in accordance with your changing faithfulness, your fate, and that of your land changes. Bnei Yisrael stood on the border of Eretz Yisrael. They were about to say goodbye to Moshe, goodbye to the desert, goodbye to the blatantly miraculous life of that desert. And they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael with the Torah in their arms and to bring that Torah to be completely fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, something they couldn't do in the desert. And it was at that moment they had to hear Moshe's statement, you are about to enter Eretz Yisrael, but there will be days to come, Chas V'Shalom, where you will temporarily lose this land. And when you do, says Rav Hirsch, you will, quote, stand again and again as a nation that has no other calling than to live to fulfill this Torah and to wait for the moment in which entry into the land is again open to it, the land that was given to it for this Torah to be fully and completely realized, end quote. It's a message that Bnei Yisrael had to hear then, and it certainly is a message that Bnei Yisrael has to hear today. Have an amazing day, everyone.